This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. As, we get rolling here last night. Panthers, not that it matters, man. Everybody's already thinking about the playoffs. And you want to win games, don't get me wrong, but they were up 3-1 and in the second period, and Reinhardt and Verhage looking great. But Reinhardt had a couple of goals last night, but they end up losing that game to the Rangers, so they're now looking officially at either most likely Tampa Bay, small chance it's Toronto. But as Coach said yesterday, doesn't really matter, man. We got to get our guys back. Want to get off to a good start, whether either team you're playing. And he felt that kicked him right into to the success they've had by what they've been able to do in the first round against the teams they played the last couple of years. So we got that. Heat and Bulls playing tomorrow night in Chicago. Very simple, folks. Very simple. One of the FM radio stations said, so how's this work? I said, you got two play-in wins, and if you get two play-in wins, then you get to play the Cavs as a 1-8 seed. That's it. Got to win two. As a 10 seed right now, got to win two games. Got to go to Chicago and win that game. Then the loser of the 7-8 game, you'll play them. If you beat them, you're in. If you don't, you can start looking at the draft and everything else and the Kevin Durant talk that's out there as well. And Kevin Durant is gone. They're literally going to work with him to find a home for him. And it's amazing how nice everybody is on these trades. It's just incredible. And I know some guys got player options, so they got a little more control. But so anyway, Kevin Durant, 26.6 points per game. Pat Riley has tried to get him like 14 times, and we've come up short. We literally remember when he did that token interview, like he wasn't interested, but he felt he owed Pat Riley the interview. I mean, it was kind of like that. Like, yeah, they got no shot to get him, but he does want to meet with Pat Riley and hear what he has to say because he respects him. So we finished second to Pat Riley, at least second, a couple of times in the Heat. Now 36 years old, 26.5 points per game. He played in 62 games because he's not playing in this last game. 62 games is what he's played in this year. And you know that number doesn't do much for Pat Riley. Now, he does score a lot more than Jimmy Butler. He's one of the great scorers of all time, and he is still, even on the downside of his career, still a really good scorer. He's got 1 year left. $55 million. He's going to want an extension when he comes. That's going to be part of the deal. And then you got to figure out what you want to do. I know it kind of almost sounds like a Jimmy Butler deal, doesn't it? Jeez. It's not like, here we go. So we'll see what happens. There'll be time to talk about that after the play-in. And they get serious about things with Kevin Durant, who won't play in this last game. He got injured at the end of the season. And then University of Miami, folks, it is officially starting tomorrow, spring transfer portal begins, and that goes April 16th through the 25th. It opens up. We've already had, and you're going to start seeing names all over college football. I don't want everybody to think this is just a Miami Hurricane thing, but there are a couple of names out there, including a guy that I thought was going to be a guy that was, I thought he might start as a freshman. I was wrong. Not sure exactly what happened. Always here, you know. He played some last year at safety. I thought coming out of Chaminade Madonna, he was going to be, and we talked about two wide receivers on that team, and that team was as good a high school football team as you'll see. But Zaquan Patterson has put his name into the transfer portal along with Joshua Horton, a defensive tackle. And so Zaquan said, hey, man, this Markeith Williams thing that you guys are all talking about, and he looks great, I'm out of here because I ain't backing up. I'm done. I don't see a future there. I don't think I fit in. I don't think I'm going to play enough, and I'm moving on. I don't know if money came into play. Everybody tampering with everybody else. So Joshua Horton is Zaquan Patterson, defensive tackle and safety. We'll be hitting this thing when it opens. I'm sure probably got a good idea. I'm guessing both those guys will have no problem. Division I, good programs. We'll pick them up on potential. And Zaquan was one of the top-ranked safeties coming out of Chaminade Madonna when they had that great, great football team there for it. Still really good. But, man, they had a rolling. It's good a pair of wide receivers and passing game as you'll ever see, including that guy. Remember that guy named Jeremiah Smith now? Remember that guy for Ohio State? He was on that team too. So, yeah, you have all that stuff. And there's going to be more names. That's not it. Don't think this is just about two players. Excuse me. There's going to be more on the way that we're going to be talking about. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff we got to get to today. We'll jump on that. Kyle Krabs will join us a little bit later on. So it's funny. You go through and you put your show together and you look at everything's going on in South Florida as well as sports and everything, and I'm always curious because all these fans have their own podcast now, and they're doing a lot of different things, and it's great. Listen, I think it's all great. I don't care where you do it from. If you're a fan of a team and you're doing it from Syracuse to California, anywhere, but and you can be fanboy. Don't get me wrong. Excuse me. There's nothing wrong with being fanboy. Nothing at all. But, I mean, if you're going to be real, or are we going to do this make-believe, take the sexiest player, this draft should not be about sexy. It really should not be very sexy. This thing about trying to get the running back out of Boise State, like, stop. Please stop. Stop it. Stop it on your list of we need big guys. If I don't know what you need to see. I can do the math for you. I can show you what Zach Sealer, who's playing next to him right now, including a guy that started in his backup, are not even on the team. They're in different teams right now, and we haven't picked anybody up. So it's literally empty. It's empty.
Where can we get this guy is the question. Can we fall to the second round?
I don't know, Woody. Woody, let me finish.
Now I'm excited. I mean, you got me excited. We got a sexy pick here, man.
I know.
This is the kind of thing I like.
No. You know what? Take your sexy and go back to sleep back there, if you will, while I'm doing this. I'd appreciate it. So we have some other things, too, why we're doing this, and that's a guard position. And James Daniels coming in off this Achilles, and hopefully he's 100%. But we still need another guy. I don't see another guy. I don't want Liam Eichenberg to start a guard. That's just me. I've seen him. Helps everywhere. I want him on the team. I'm not a hater. I just want to see us get another guard. Another young guard. So that's two 300-pound guys that are really important. But I'm not done. So Jalen Ramsey, and everybody's all excited going, hey, we got him, man. Jalen Ramsey's got the guy playing next to him, Kader Kohou. So when do you guys start watching football? Two corners, that's it? Everybody plays with three corners now, basically the whole game. It's a two-safety, three-corner game on most downs. A lot of downs. I don't know what the percentage of three corners, two, and a nickel back, which is also a corner. But bottom line is you need another guy. You don't have that guy on the team that I see. There are guys there, don't get me wrong. some nice young stories there and some guys that haven't worked out there, but you need to bring in somebody. This could be the year that they get it rolling. No, you can't do that. So that goes number three. And then you can go on and on. Do we have two starting safeties? Is Ashton Davis and Melifonwu the starting safeties that you got from Detroit and New York? Elijah Campbell, Patrick McMorris, those are your four guys. Are they just special teams guys, durable, experienced? I know some of these guys got to start. Don't get me wrong. I know it. But we'll find out. Maybe the team is saying, no, we got our guys, Joe. Shut up. We don't need any young safeties. We got our guys. Those four guys, the guys we're going with. That's fine. That's fine if that's it. The other thing is, off of what I've seen in the past year, we need a third tackle. Last year we had Patrick Paul and Kendall Lamb, and we still, even with those guys as the backups, we still had to go to another guy, basically a fifth tackle, to get us through the Houston game. So Patrick Paul is going to start, and Kendall Lamb is now with the Eagles. So what I'm saying is we're just short on important positions. We haven't had starting tackles finish a full season in a long, long time. So my brain is kind of used to like, uh-oh, that third tackle all of a sudden is kind of an important dude in this offense. Anyway, that's just beginners. And you notice I didn't bring up a running back because you got some serious needs before you start sniffing and going out. Hey, man, and there's a chance. I don't think he's going to drop, but he could drop to 13. And you really shouldn't take him with all the other needs on your team.
Well, not in the first round, but here's the other thing. You're coming at this with a good approach, I think, but what will the approach be for the guys that are trying to save their jobs?
Well, they got to fill in these. What are you talking about?
But they got to think they have 1 year to win games, right?
So what do you think?
Right?
You think a sexy guy running the ball with no offensive line's the answer?
No, but I think that you're building a team. I think you're trying to build, and that's great, but you have guys unless they've been told differently, I don't know. You may know that.
Well, what do you mean about building? There's nobody in those positions. I'm just talking about putting bodies there.
Because I think those guys are going to want to make some flashy picks. I score some points because, again,
We're passes, but like,
I don't know.
Let's impress Mr. Ross in the offseason.
But that's what I'm saying, right?
I don't think that's going to happen, Woody. That's what I'd say.
Okay.
Maybe
I'm just curious what you thought about it because you got guys that, and again, unless they've been told differently, I have to imagine they're approaching this as they got one more shot.
I don't think Mr. Ross came right out and told him that because he doesn't want anybody to. But yeah, I would say, but
I don't know how many more chances you're going to get to go 500, essentially, right?
But a running back without all those other positions won't matter.
No, not the first round. No, I wouldn't go running back the first round.
And we can't stop the run. We don't have it. Like you got to get some bodies. Like, there's some position coaches that are looking right now going, can't wait to see how we're going to fill out the roster and which guys I'm going to have that have a chance to be frontline guys to help me coach them up and give us success. And this thing is screaming, help me in the draft.
You have any idea where that guy will go, Genty? Like, I don't, I mean,
I
know
idea.
They have him as the number one running back, but who the hell knows, right? He could plummet down to the second round for all we know.
He's
really good, but
he's really good. I don't know.
People don't value that position the way
they
should.
Don't. But I think it went back up a little bit because
of Saquon.
Saquon helped it.
Yeah,
and that durable cat playing for Baltimore just is.
Well, that guy's a little unusual.
That guy just is crazy. Still outruns guys. I don't know whatever off season workout and whatever his diet is and whatever equipment he's bought to keep himself young. You know, they've got all these machines that they're buying now they freeze themselves. And
yeah,
the
hyperbaric chamber.
And they
yeah.
heat themselves and they go away from mankind and a different kind of oxygen. Whatever they're doing, give me some of that stuff too. I don't know. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here.
We can get you on some of those regimens, man. Might help your tennis game.
My tennis game's fine. My tennis game's
How'd
fine.
How'd you do right out now. There yesterday? Everyone keep cool?
Everybody's good yesterday. Yeah, man. Everybody out there is, man, the weather's just friggin' gorgeous. gorgeous out there yesterday. What a good day, man. Being out on a tennis court is like therapy. Instead of paying the $200 to $300 I used to pay for an hour to go to therapy, going out on a tennis court and just letting my brain kind of focus a little bit on that little green, it's beautiful, man. It's just, it's beautiful, if you don't mind me talking about that a little bit. Hey, I'll tell you what else I love talking about, Atlantic Men's Clinic ED and Low T this morning before I get going on all this Dolphin stuff. And everybody, listen, I'm all for fanboys out there that have their favorite player, their favorite exciting player. Just make sure it kind of matches up with a whole bunch of needs that this team has. Atlantic Men's Clinic's got something you need, ED and Low T. If you're going through it right now, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to be ashamed of, and I was ashamed. I was like, what the hell happened, man? People used to tell me in your 60s that things are going to happen. Then all of a sudden, it happens to you, and you're like, holy crap, this low T and ED thing is real. Happened more than a year ago. It was hit or miss in the bedroom and constantly tired. It was just bad. And thought, well, I'm stressed out. Well, I'm just tired. Well, you know, I got a lot on my mind. All these things. And then you meet with Atlantic Men's Clinic, and you get your numbers done. They do all the testing, the T, the PSA test, and all those things. Told them, something's not right. I'm tired all the time. My world's getting foggy, actually. I when we lose, I'm even more bummed out. What the hell's going on here? So anyway, then sex drive was gone, ED, and so they, you know, explained that this is what happens to all men out there. All men. Sometimes, guys, I got lucky in my 60s. It happens a lot of guys in their 40s and 50s, half the men in their 50s and 60s, you basically have no shot. You're getting hit with ED and low T. If you're going through it, his bottom line is, I just want to let you know you're not alone. All men will be going through this. But if you want to do something about it, Atlantic Men's Clinic can put you on a great program for great results. Do it the right way, the safe way. They police your program monthly. Man, it's fantastic. 6 locations in South Florida. You get the T, the PSA test, and all the other things done. They meet with you'll meet with their professionals. They go over a plan that's perfect for you, and, man, you are off and running. I go to the Plantation location. It's close. 877-455-7300. Set up the first appointment. Then decide if it's something you want to do. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, the Miami Heat today off to Chicago for a game tomorrow night in the play-in game. Still getting used to a third straight year play-in for the Miami Heat. And it's real simple. If you're just getting up this morning, it's real simple. This play-in thing's not real sophisticated, trust me. You don't have to be smart to understand this one. As a 10 seed, you got to win 2 games to have – then you become the 8 seed. And you play the Cavs, the number one seed, in the first round of the playoffs. That's how it's all set up. Added a couple more NBA cities. Give them a chance at the playoffs. And we happen to be one of the 4. The Bulls come in at the number 9 spot. So the Heat and Bulls, game 1 in Chicago. And then, if you're going, well, what about after that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Then 7 and 8 play each other. The loser will play the winner of the Heat and Bulls game.
You a fan of this? I mean, we're regulars now in this thing. So.
Yeah, we're getting to know it really well.
Are you a fan of this? Like, obviously, look, if they didn't have it, the season would already be over.
Yeah.
So,
it's
do you want to play?
It's okay.
Potentially? I'd love to see them get out of the play-in tournament and get a shot at the Cavs.
Yeah. No, I want to see playoff games.
I mean, it'd be great.
I want to see playoff games. I'd love to see which guys are going to show up and how everybody plays and give you an idea in playoff basketball, how your young guys play. I'm all for staying in this thing as long. Hey, I'm the same guy that likes the last wild card position in the NFL.
That's true.
And I know that doesn't look real good going to a cold city every time we go to the playoffs. It has not worked out since
You've been fighting with fans for years on that one because they all want the draft pick.
Yeah,
they
want to
get into the playoffs and
roll
the dice.
It does happen. I see number one seeds get knocked out, you know, every year. I've seen Tennessee get knocked out. Yeah. I've seen Baltimore get knocked out. And I'm like, there, you know, and you're watching them at the end of the year. We always seem to play those teams going, nobody's going to beat those teams. Oh, my God, do they look good. Remember Tennessee waxed our ass in that crazy cold weather, Brian Flores and Tua not getting along in that one. And then you're going, oh, man. And then we played, so – There's always a chance, right? There's always a chance. Always a chance. That's all.
Yeah.
Just a chance. What percentage is the chance? I just said it's a chance.
You kind of, in that KC game, kind of had a semi-chance.
In the KC game?
I mean.
I didn't feel real good about that.
Yeah, I suppose.
That thing was cold. Mahomes is out there.
It could have been a lot worse.
I got to tell you, the funny part is Mahomes throwing the ball in that weather.
Yeah, I know.
My respect for him, it's always, look at, he's phenomenal.
That game, that Bills-Chiefs game is so fun every year because they play it in a ridiculous, you know, weather setting. Those guys, it just doesn't
faze those two guys.
It could be sunny.
You know, more than
70 and sunny the way those guys play.
That's right. It's 20 below zero, and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes playing against each other and watching them warm up going, it's cold out there. The wind's blowing, and I go, hey, Jimmy, you watching Mahomes throw the ball in warmups? It doesn't affect him. He's just letting it rip. Like, he's used to this. So, yeah, you never know. So yeah, getting back to your point, I am the play-in. Let's do the play-in.
Yeah.
And you get – somebody gets to be a 7 seed. Somebody gets to be an 8 seed. And one gets to play Boston. The other one gets to play the Cavs, who had the two best records in the East. And here we go.
I'd rather play the Cavs.
Yes, I would too.
I mean, if I was choosing, I don't know that they'll get there, to be honest. I think tonight's game's going to be tough. It's a damn near, I think it's a pick 'em game still, as far as the line goes.
It will,
I'm not remaking that. But
anyway, that. A
lot of texts coming in, by the way, people reacting to your early morning takes here.
Oh, by the way, I'm not done on that one. Can I just finish it and then we'll get back to everybody's
okay,
thoughts
if you're not
on
done,
it?
No, please.
I had a lot of thoughts because.
You have more.
You know, I like to read what everybody's thinking, and then I read some of stuff, and I'm like, a running back? And then they're on a pass rusher? That's my second one? Like, look, I get you all, we need a pass rusher, and no, we don't. We got Chop, Bradley Chubb, and Jalen Phillips coming back from injuries. Bradley Chubb's had a full year off. Jalen Phillips is due for some good luck. Off an Achilles and an ACL. They're both former first-round picks. They're under contract. They're not under contract to look good in camp. They're under contract to play. We need those three former first-round picks to rotate and give us a pass rush. Even if we got to take a few snaps away, rotate them in there. And you got it. And I know what you're thinking, like, oh, Bradley Chubb's been hurt, Jalen Phillips been hurt 2 years. I understand that. But they're under contract and they're back to 100% right now. Jalen Phillips almost back to 100%. Bradley Chubb is. You got to go with those guys. You just can't add another guy when you got all these other needs, is what I'm saying. It makes no sense.
Let me ask you this just because a texter brought this up from the 321 here, area code Joe.
Yeah.
What if Tyreek gets traded? How does that – do you go receiver with that first pick? I don't think there's a 0% chance he gets traded before the draft, right? I mean, there is a slight chance, isn't there, that he gets moved?
It's no longer 100%.
Yeah.
Because of the NFL apparently looking and reviewing that 911 call.
I don't think anything will happen from it.
I don't either.
I really don't. I think this is one of those that they're just going to let go away.
There's not enough.
It seems like people have forgotten almost at this point.
I don't know.
The question becomes, can he lay low enough and make it through the rest of these dead months here?
It's not one of his strengths to stay quiet and just play. It's just not one
of
his things.
Can he do that, though? Can he make it through? I know he wants to race Noah Lyles and, you know.
You know what? I might pass on that.
Woman situations.
You know, I may pass on that little. I mean, it's great to find out how fast you are, but we know you're fast. Your fan base knows how fast you are. Your family knows how fast you are. It's great, even if you lose to him, which you probably will. Don't worry about it. And by the way, if for some reason you did beat him, it doesn't change anything around here outside of, you know, for you to prove you're still the fastest guy, because some people think you've lost a little bit of your speed. You still run faster than most everybody. But I don't think he's going to get traded. And one of the reasons I don't think he's going to get traded is because all these things we're talking about. We have positions of need with capital letters, as in nobody there. Like the D, Zach Sealer, he's going, who's playing next to me, coach? I just want to check in with you. Have any idea who's going to be playing next to us in our rotation? Nah, not yet, but we will. And another corner. And an offensive guard. So, yeah, there's work. And so I'm just taking this, just me, and you don't have to agree. I don't want another running back, whether he's from Boise State or anywhere else, whether he's, you know, it was one of the greatest years we've ever seen in college football, watching a guy run the ball. And I don't want a pass rusher. I don't want another pass rusher on the outside. Again, I drafted two of them in the first round, and I traded for the third guy, who was a former first-round pick, and we gave up a first-round pick for. Let's let those guys go. Let's make that thing look good, and let's see if we can't get a full year out of all our first-round picks, and they play the way when they've been on, how good they are, all three of them. We've seen them all three at a real high level. They're not 35 years old. Let's see if we can get it, and let's just let that slip through and stop asking for another pass rusher. We've got other needs to get to. That's all. That's all. And the other one's a great question I get every day. Do you think they're going to trade Tyreek Hill? And I say, no, I don't think they'll trade him, but it's no longer 100%. I was on the 100% at the owners' meetings, 100% chance he's going to be back. I did drop that a little bit due to I got to tell you, man, that guy, he's exhausting. He wears you out, man. He just wears you out. And I had somebody yesterday tell me, I don't have a problem with him, Joe. He's not a guy you have to worry about on the football field. He plays his ass off. He's like, what about all the other stuff? What about all the other stuff? Like relationship? Like whoever you're with? Do I have to worry? Driving to the stadium? Do we have to worry?
Well, it's dealing with adversity, camps, too, right? If things don't go well this season, if you know he's not the kind of guy that, you know, deals with adversity very well.
No.
That would be my main concern, too, is like you get into the season and things aren't going well. You know, he's not playing well anymore. What happens then? Does he just start screaming trade? Does he just straight up quit?
Hey, I don't think he'll quit.
Well, he did already once.
He wants to keep playing.
Not in. I know he wasn't during the season. It was after the season. But in fairness,
he's still your best player. They know that. He knows that. I just wish some of the stuff off the field and But I think
it's very concerning. You're right.
I think he's going to be here because they really don't have
another option.
They don't have another wide receiver. And I don't know how strong this wide receiver class is. And it's just, again, you've already got so many needs on this team. You do. We just went through the list. And in some cases, at safety, and you may just go with the safeties you have. You may draft a guy, you know, sixth or seventh round again to play safety, maybe a fifth round pick. But I don't. By the way, if they do draft a safety high, it tells you how they feel about their safeties that they have, considering they just signed a couple of guys, plus the backups from last year. But, yeah, this team's got lots of needs. And, you know, I don't know. I'd love to hear one of those. I'd pay money. You know, you very seldom say this. I'd pay money to hear a Mike and Tyreek conversation. If you want to throw Chris in that same meeting, I'd love to hear that one.
Like, well, who do you think leads that conversation,
I don't know.
Right? Like, they can't say anything to this dude.
I don't know.
He seems to hold all the cards in this whole thing. I don't know what you can say to him. Hey, you're going to be on time or we're going to cut you.
It's a good thing.
Oh, come on.
He's really good. This is one of those you hear if you were a backup and you weren't making very much money.
That's been the thing
your
his entire career.
Your ass would be long gone.
He's been screwing up his entire career, and he gets by because he's good.
Right.
Not many guys can do that.
Whatever pops up through
the years. Especially in that league. You're very replaceable in that league. It's pretty impressive that he's been able to
He's not
stick through all the stuff he's
not replaceable.
Done. I know.
He's not. I mean, you put somebody else out there.
I mean, unless you're the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, they replaced his ass pretty easily.
They did. I'm not saying they have anybody as good as he is, though.
No, they didn't need him.
But they're saying, well, we can do
it. How much does that sting him, by the way? If you ever had to pull him aside.
Oh, that ego and part of what makes him great, that's got to bother him. That's got to bother him. He's sitting down here and can't win a playoff game, and his guys are winning two or three playoff games to go to the Super Bowl every year since he's been gone. It's got to grind his gears.
How many have they won since him? Is it two? I mean, it's at least one, right? Is it two? They've been to the Super Bowl every year.
How many years he's been here? Oh, he's been here 3 years.
It's got to be two.
They've won two
and
went
lost
to a
one.
Yeah, lost one.
2-1 in the Super Bowl, and you're here.
Wow. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We've got
that'd be a good question for him when his career finally wraps up.
He might be honest about it. Like, yeah, man, those are my guys, but yeah.
I'm sure he's rooting for him.
Hey, he knew what the game's about. You hear guys say this all the time. You can go to an organization and get all the money you want. You can take less and play with us and get championships. You decide what you want to do. Tell us what you want to do. Okay. You made your choice. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. They've got it rolling. He's got it rolling. Nobody is going to sell your business and get you more money and market your company and your business the way Anthony Caliendo, the main man, can do for you at the Business Broker Experts. This is what he does. Matter of fact, you got a lot of people. He's already got a list of people that have moved here that have contacted him and said, hey, I'd be really interested if something pops up. This is what I did where I was before I moved to South Florida. I'd love to let you know. So he wants all you business owners out there, if you're tired of all the stress, you're tired of all the risk, if you're tired of all the competition, if you're tired of all the employees, if you're just tired of being tired every Friday night when you come home and your wife's going, I'm getting tired of hearing this, please sell that thing. Please call the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Put this thing on the market and let's get rid of it. Let's make some money and get into retirement or do something different, man. Doesn't matter how specialized, doesn't matter what size. Anthony Caliendo at the Business Brokers can sell your company. 1-800, the main man, specializes in getting the most for your business. He'll sit down. Most business owners have no idea what their business is worth. He'll sit down, evaluate it for free, $2,500 value to you. Call him now, 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo. Big personality, the man backs it up. He'll get it done for you. The main man, visit him. TheMainMan.com. That's Anthony Caliendo, ready to sell your business. All right, welcome back and a good morning. I had to get myself another little Dunkin' Donut coffee here. I haven't had quite enough yet this morning.
This is the second time this hour you've been down there for coffee, no?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on a record pace here. You know what's funny? You meet with doctors. It doesn't matter what age, right? Doctor told you you need.
Oh yeah, no. He told me I'm about to hit 40. He goes, yeah, you got to start eating better.
Eating better. Yep. Cut back on this and that.
Blood pressure and cholesterol.
So
and,
yeah,
and
all the that, pills all that, that good I take. Stuff. Yeah, all yeah, the, yeah. the pills that
I'm have. Heading down your road. Apparently,
if you ain't on the hat trick, you know, I got the hat trick working right now. Blood pressure, blood thinner. And cholesterol. That's a
we gotta get you one of those
combination.
Things, like one of those pill things, where it's got like all the days of the week. You know, like the old, real
well,
old.
I'll tell you what, I don't know how many times I've doubled up. That happens when you get.
Oh,
old.
Really?
Now I see why people have those 7 day.
So you'll just forget
pill
you
containers.
Took it. And...
Yeah. Go, damn it! Oh, I can tell. By
is that
the way,
bad.
I can tell. Yeah.
Oh, you're not supposed to. That's bad for you.
When I double up on that blood pressure pill, I can definitely tell.
Mm.
It's already a big boy pill. You've seen the size of that bad boy.
Yeah, it's a big horse of pills.
It's a big horse of pills.
It's a horse pill.
Hey.
So what's the story with the coffee, though? This is number 4 this morning?
He told me to cut back.
Okay.
So.
Did he give you an ounce amount? Like, did he give you a number he wants you to be at?
Well, I just told him.
I assume
him.
It's more than the first one. Like
I didn't tell him exactly how much I take. You can't be honest with your doctor.
Because that first one you always bring in is what, 20-something ounces it's at least?
The big boy? I don't know what the big boy is, but it's It's a good way to warm up at 5 in the morning. I know
that.
You
don't order one of those giant boxes of coffee.
No,
that
I can't do
just
those.
Drink straight from the box.
Because you know what? I do go after those. By the end of the day, I'm warming them up and, you know, hate to leave, you know, coffee around anywhere. We got all kinds of stuff here going on here as we get set for the play-in game tomorrow, Heat and Bowl. I'm glad we're having it, man. Some of you aren't real excited. See if they can win two games as a 10 seed, which they put themselves in this situation. I thought they'd work their way out, even without you-know-who on the roster, and I thought they would be able to move up a couple of spots, but they didn't. So here they are, not only at the 10 spot, but got to travel to the 9 spot in Chicago to play. Got to win two games for a chance to play the Cavs. That's how it works. Got two games this week, and if you win both games, both road games, you get a chance to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's what you get out of this. But you're in the playoffs and not this play-in thing that you've now done for a third straight year here. But besides that, last night, we had a great talk with Coach Maurice about his team. And look, he's trying to get healthy. He's resting guys as much as he can, but still wants to win. But last night had a 3-1 lead. They lose it, end up Rangers score 4 straight goals in that game and end up winning 5-3. Reinhart now has 39 goals on the season, had a couple last night. Barkov gets 50 assists again for another season. But they find themselves now in a situation, most likely they're going to Tampa Bay to open up the playoffs. And maybe Toronto, but most likely Tampa Bay. Both those teams have two games left, but it's looking, you know, Toronto sitting there with 104 points, Tampa Bay with 100. So with that situation. The other story is the spring transfer portal is going to open. I believe it opens tomorrow. Yeah, it opens up tomorrow, April 16th, and goes to the 25th. And players are already putting their name in it. And the one that kind of hurts, man, is I was so wrong. I thought he was going to play. Woody, I had you out there when he's a true freshman. You got to watch this kid. He picks one off and runs it back while we're on the field, and we are raving about how good he was. This was at spring football when he was supposed to be in high school, and he graduated early from Chaminade to I thought he was going to be. And listen, he could still go somewhere else and be really good. But the University of Miami safety, Zaquan Patterson from Chaminade, is decided to enter the transfer portal, and Joshua Horton, a defensive tackle, has also decided to hit the portal, backing up Scott and Moten and Blay and some other guys. And I get it, man. I get. And Zaquan, they've had him as a backup, and now everybody's talking about Markeith Williams this and Markeith Williams that, and he's come into his own and he's making plays. And Zaquan's been injured a little bit and in and out. And I think he just finally said, look, I'm got other teams interested. And he's going to get a good offer from somebody at a big school, I would expect, because he was highly recruited not too long ago out of Chaminade and played on, it's hard to imagine a better team that Chaminade team had a couple years ago with the Trader on one side and Jeremiah Smith on the other. Woody, how good was that thing?
Yeah, so here's the problem, though, too, Joe. Guys can transfer for a number of reasons now. It's not the old, like, oh, I'm not going to play, I'm
no,
not happy
it,
here.
It just could be pure money.
Yeah, they could have gotten a better offer, which is so sick to think about that you got that level
can't
of
stop it.
Tamper. I mean, is it tampering? I don't even know what they call it anymore.
Well, but I mean, these guys already have a good idea, so here's the problem. It's a very simple problem. All these guys have a marketing guy. Everybody's got their own marketing person.
Essentially an agent, right?
Yes. Because NFL agents are the marketing people. So why everybody's saying, the coach is going, hey, hands off. The agent's going around going, hey, if he was to leave, what can we get over here? And, oh, God, we love that guy. Zaquan was our guy, man. Yeah, we love Zaquan. We can see Zaquan coming right in and starting. And I might add, he was making $200,000 with UM. Oh no! How about we double that? How about a little $100,000 raise? And we'll put, you know, incentives in and all the things that That's going on, man.
Well, the thing we saw at Tennessee is new, right? The funny thing about college sports is we're seeing something new, I feel like, every couple of weeks. Like, we saw in the NCAA tournament with guys transferring while their teams are getting ready to play.
You know, the teams.
Like, that was the most bizarre. Yeah. I thought that was. And now you got a guy in Tennessee, a quarterback, who's like, you're in the middle of spring football.
At the end, yeah.
He's renegotiating a deal and is unhappy and sits out and they throw him off the team.
You, I mean,
what a mess.
Why wouldn't you try to negotiate that soon as spring football's over? Go out and play really well in the spring football game and then go, hey, like to get some more money.
Well, I don't think his timing, I think you're right, I don't think his timing was great. He should have waited till all the other quarterbacks around the country were signed, and then he could have held out.
So right? Now, yeah.
Really have Tennessee by the basketballs there,
so
if you wait.
You know who else is, Woody, this whole transfer portal thing? The story's going to be all the FIU and FAU, just a heads up.
Yeah.
Listen to me, South Florida.
We're screwed, yep.
If you guys have somebody that plays at a real high level, no matter how good your team is, if they're really good, because you do get guys drafted out of those schools. Hell, one of the best pass rushers right now in football went to FAU. If he looks like he's really good playing in the competition, he's going to get a lot of offers from bigger D1 schools. You see what happened to my Cal guy, Cal running back.
Yeah,
Cal running back, they go, yeah, he said he was staying, but SEC's all over him right now. The SEC, all they said was the SEC's been all over him. He's got some great offers, and he knows, so he's leaving.
Well, they need people like you to step up and pay him.
What are they going
to
do, SEC tampering?
what a brutal system, man.
These guys know. They're out there in spring football, and they know what's out there for them already. Their marketing guy calls them and says, hey, how'd you like to double your money? How do you feel about going to such and such and playing there? Remember, they recruited you and really liked you, and they still really like you.
One of the things I always thought was fun about college sports is that a lot of teams had a chance, right? When it was equal and you were recruiting, and you always thought a lot of teams, like now there's so many teams that just don't have a shot because they don't have the budget to pay the players. You're going to have the teams at the top, and that's it, man. And we saw it in the basketball tournament. You saw what happened. The good teams that spend a lot of money, they were in the Final Four. They finished at the top. You'll see it in college football. I think you'll see the same teams every single year in college football.
So you want to go through the list?
Not that
there?
You don't. Like, the SEC's got the same teams every year, but like at least some of these other schools had a shot.
Michigan, Ohio State.
They'll be there every single
Penn
year.
Penn State's got a chance.
Ones.
Anyway, we got to go to break. We got 7 o'clock hour before.
How's that system for teams that just don't have the budget? If you're a fan of a school that just
you have
doesn't
no
have
shot
it. Yeah,
you don't have a budget, you have no
and
shot
don't
in
get
basketball
to like your players too much because they won't be around.
Basketball and football, you have no shot if you can't the small schools and those great little stories, they're history. They're going to be officially history, no question. Hey, you know what, Marlins baseball is back today. How about that? Open up 3-game series against Arizona Diamondbacks in town. And today is Taco Tuesday. How about that? Taco Tuesday, man. You know what you get for Taco Tuesday? I'm glad they have that back, actually. That's a good one. You get a game ticket, 2 chicken tacos, and 1 ice cold beer for $25. Don't miss out on this home run deal. Grab your tickets at marlins.com/offers. If you think about going out and that made it a little more attractive, not bad at all. Get your ticket, a couple of chicken tacos, and a cold beer. Now we're talking right there. Go to marlins.com/offers. Hey, going to be a special Wednesday and Thursday, too, for everybody out there. Want to let you know about that, including Thursday, Senior Day. You can treat a senior presented by Delta Dental on Thursday. That's this April 17th. Fans 65-plus are eligible to receive 2 complimentary tickets and watch the Marlins take on the Diamondbacks for a 12-10 start. Not a bad way. Not a bad way to go. If you like baseball, a lot of old schoolers love our baseball. Get your tickets at marlins.com/senior for the 3-game homestand starting tonight against Arizona.